Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. Hope everybody's having a great time. Just call in 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody following us at redneckinize.com is our website. And check out our YouTube channel. Don't forget to go subscribe to that YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. How's everybody weekend? I think you're still celebrating your weekend because it's President's Day. So if you got a government job or one of those big companies that maybe has the day off, there's several people here had days off, but not too many, but, you know, people don't really realize, everybody, like a couple of people said, hey, I totally forgot it was a holiday today. And it's usually what it is, you know. I mean, nobody really does anything. Some big companies just don't even acknowledge it. What do you call? The only people that do are if you're going to go buy some furniture or a new mattress. That's the only time you ever see commercials about President's Day. So that's it. President's Day is February 20th. I think it's like the third Monday or something like that of the year or something like that, or third Monday of February or whatever. So it's always on Monday, and it's just a little holiday, and it's one of those things. If you look at it, there's pretty much a Monday holiday for the federal government every month. So this is the Monday for February, and that's what they do. So like I said, if you're out having a great time, continue to have a great time. If you're not, you're following along out there on the road working. I know a lot of truck drivers never take holidays off because they work through everything. So chat with us. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. That's our telephone number. You can call in. We're on blogtalkradio.com, where you can also listen to us audio live or past episodes on blogtalkradio.com. And we're just chatting it up, all things trucking and then some. Find out what's going on the road. How's your weekend? One of the great sponsors I can mention, that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Those are the guys that handle all the diesel particulate filter parts. They got extra filters. If you need filters, if you need them cleaned, they can get them cleaned for you. And if you got any kind of problems where you need some help, they always got the knowledge to help handle those issues that people be having all the time with those new technologies that we really ain't got figured out quite yet. So check them out at dpfregeneration.com or give them a call at 800-634-3010. That's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. So we're going to hang tight here, and everybody have a great time. We're going to fire it up and just have some, just, you know, talking about what's going on, and you let us know. So that kind of thing, and, you know, we'll knock it out. So just hang tight with us and continue to listen to Redneck and I's Radio Live. We'll see you in a second.
Up his Bronco, he's gonna lay a little rubber later on at the truck pull. And all the girls are getting pretty, they're spraying on the white rain. Yeah, they're gonna get rowdy tonight down at football game. Yeah. the neighbor's butt crack, nailing on his shingle. And his woman smoking Pall Malls, watching Laura Ingalls. And Granny's getting let, she's heading out to bingo. Yeah, my buddies and me are going mudding down on Blue Hole Road. You know we let it play.
We ain't finished yet.
Got your country boys and your redneck girls. It's a party heard round the world right here in Dicktown. Yeah, Dicktown. Hotel's getting there. Yeah, we let it fail.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Ed with Recognize Radio. Welcome back. Hey, we're just checking out some things, seeing what's going on out there. And there was here, it says, should there be laws protecting trucking companies against nuclear verdicts? And it says, asks Waves, FreightWaves.com, it's on here. It says, looks at how states are legislating to shield carriers from liability when accidents occurred. You know, I think Texas had this deal here with that. And get this out of the way here. And so it says, should there be laws protecting trucking companies from nuclear verdicts? It says, Ask Waves looks at how states are legislating to shield carriers from liability when accidents occur. Now, I'll tell you what, there is some kind of thing we need to watch out for, and that's that the predatory, you know, I mean, you see that. Have you ever been hurt in a big in an accident and all that? And what it is that there's a... you know, there's a lot of litigious going on around here where people get sued for anything. I mean, even if you, let's say somebody was in an accident, and actually I've been hurt, it's not even an accident. Let's just say that you're around the vehicle and you fall and hurt yourself around somebody's vehicle. I mean, they'll find out who the insurance company is of that vehicle, and they'll sue that insurance company of that vehicle. It's just crazy. But also, like, if, and it's one of those things where, you know, really the person at fault is the one who should be paying. That's who should be at fault. And regardless, and I think that's the biggest thing, is that the liability coverage of a big truck is quite large. So the insurance company, you know, is insured by the person, you know, or whatever. But I think what they're talking about is, like, in other instances, let's say, you know, the truck owner is the driver, but the carrier he works for is somebody else. So this is in Iowa here that says, Iowa lawmakers are considering legislation aimed at providing liability protection for trucking companies with drivers who cause accidents on the job. A House Study Bill 114 prevents trucking companies from being sued for direct negligence in hiring, training, supervising, and trusting an employee and their drivers are involved in serious crashes. The bill would also cap non-economic damages at $1 million if someone does try to sue for cases involving commercial truck drivers. I think that's the biggest thing. I really, really think that if somebody is at fault, like clearly negligent in causing a death or any kind of serious injury to somebody, you know, you need to pay it. Okay. Now we can all agree $1 million, that's pretty good. But you know how when these companies have to pay out of pocket, like you see them all the time in these different, like, lawyer commercials where people got injured in an accident and they got, you know, $20 million, $30 million, $40 million. I understand why they consider that. Like, you'd see a lot of cases like that where people got, you know, a lot of money. Like everybody knows, Aaron Brockovich, that was a big deal, right? And the company had to pay like almost $100 million to all those families. And they were going to, you know, each family got like $4 million or whatever like that. So, and we can see what happens because that what that cost is being considered in is like medical bills for people that have permanent injuries where they never will have the same kind of life. But to me, that's it. I mean, if you fall and hurt your leg, okay, you know, the checks should be not that big, you know, or if you just, you know, I don't know. It just it seemed to me it's just very, very outrageous these days. So the bill in this study here, it actually excludes cases in which the driver was under the influence of drugs, alcohol, and other substances. So right now you're already seeing that it's $1 million. It's a cap of $1 million, which is already what they have everything insured for, the liability coverage at. It exempts anything where they're under the influence because under the influence is against the law. So if the driver was under the influence, then they would be subject to any kind of negligence anyway. So that would mean that, you know, that's a good thing because that means, you know, you got that's a serious deal. So the supporters of the bill said it aims to protect the trucking industry from so-called nuclear verdicts and rising insurance rates. Iowa ranks as one of the top states to do business. Representative Bill Gustaf, Republican out of Des Moines, said during a committee hearing on the bill and on this bill on January 31st, it says we're just trying to keep it that way to avoid some of the nuclear verdicts that we've seen in a lot of the other states. David Scott, a lobbyist for the Iowa Motor Trucking Association, said the goal of the bill was to provide clarity to commercial vehicle owners on their level of liability in accidents. We thought this bill forward in the hopes to bring some fairness to nuclear verdicts around the country of $50 million, $60 million, $90 million, Scott said during committee meetings. Legislation provides a degree of predictability to all of the 804,000 commercial vehicles in Iowa. It says nuclear verdicts have skyrocketed since 2011 and 2021. A Florida jury awarded a record $1 billion verdict in a case involving two trucking companies for the death of an 18-year-old named Connor Zion. Zion family was awarded $100 million for pain and suffering and $900 million for punitive damages for negligent hiring and retention against one of the trucking companies. Says later that same year, Texas jury awarded $730 million to the survivors of Tony Comburst, a 73-year-old woman who was killed in 2016. Comburst's vehicle collided with an oversized cargo truck hauling a propeller for the U.S. Navy nuclear submarine in Titus County, Texas. See, that's $730 million for one person. That's crazy, okay? And I just want to go out on a limb here, and I'll just say what everybody else is thinking. 73-year-old woman, okay? Now, the other one, $1 billion. Now, you can kind of say 18-year-old. Okay, now see what it is that it's the family's expectation of that person to me, that falls in line with a lot of stuff that you're thinking about. If this person's life is just beginning and you're looking at a family that has this goal of having a history of a family, you know, then boom, yeah, you got a problem here, right? 70-year-old woman, okay, she's probably a grandmother, mother, you know, aunt, great-grandmother, possibly. So to me, I just, you know, let's just say what everybody else is thinking. Her ship came in when she was 73 years old. Let's just say that, right? And I mean, that's 730 million. That's a lot of money. $1 billion, a lot of money. Okay. And I don't really even know if they'll even see that money. I think the company will just say, nope, we're done. You know what I mean? They can't pay that money. They probably can't. Nobody can pay that. Nobody's got that money. That's probably. I would like to see stuff like that. You know, I'm sure that there's probably somebody saying that these nuclear verdicts don't matter because nobody's going to pay that money anyway. They just lock up court costs and all that, and the only people win are the lawyers. Can we say that a little bit, kind of, maybe? ATRI defined a nuclear verdict in one of its excess of $10 million in its 2020 report, Understanding the Impact of Nuclear Verdicts on the Trucking Industry. It says, in the waning years of the 20th century, personal injury suits began to rise both in prevalence and monetary value, setting the stage for a large lawsuits seen in the trucking industry now. ATRI said in the report, often desperate relationships between liability and negligence was created an environment where large verdicts have become relatively commonplace. It says Texas and X. I knew Texas did it. Texas X law against trucking litigation while Florida mulls tort reforms. In Texas, a law adding a layer of protection for trucking companies in pot crash or post-crash litigation went into effect in September 2021. The law increases the standard for finding the trucking company liable for an accident and shifts more responsibility onto the truck driver. The bill's advocates said it would prevent excessive lawsuits against companies. Others said the law could make Texas Texas roads more dangerous and prevent victims of crashes from receiving justice. The state of Florida is also considering sweeping reforms aiming at limiting nuclear verdicts. I'll just say this, okay? I think what we're seeing is pretty much the states kind of helping them along with all of this. But really, I think it's the insurance companies. They don't want to pay out. They're the ones paying out. And, of course, the insurance companies the insurance rates are getting pretty damn expensive. The insurance companies, I mean, the insurance companies even tell you who you can hire and who you can't hire. So, you know, that you talk about driver shortage, insurance companies are the partial blame to that because they hold their restrictions very high. They say you need to have all this other stuff where – they need to have, you know, good work history, everything, you know. And that's another topic for another day, you know. And maybe if we have a little time, we can still talk about that. But, I mean, that's what it is. It's the insurance companies that are pretty much in charge of all this because they're the ones trying to pass the laws, but and they say protecting the trucking company. Well, the trucking company's not paying. They're paying the rates. They're not paying the payouts. You know, that kind of thing. But these insurance companies and even the trucking companies, the bigger ones, they got all the lawyers. And if they can't fight it, they'll just close up shop. You know, it says, like I said, the state of Florida is considering sweeping reforms aimed at limiting nuclear verdicts. It said on Tuesday, Governor Ron DeSantis announced the outline of the tort reform bill aimed at decreasing frivolous lawsuits and preventing predatory practices of trial attorneys that prey on hardworking Floridians, including truckers and small businesses. So, I mean, I do, it is the lawyer thing. Everybody's walking around afraid they're going to get sued, especially these big companies. They don't do anything. They don't sponsor any kind of event. they don't, you know, that's that was our problems with all of what we had going on with our trying to get sponsors, is that if you're doing an event, like when we were trying to set up in the parking lot, it was all about insurance. It's all about liability. People are afraid of getting sued because of all that. And that's the problem, you know, is that there's lawyers out there waiting for their payday. And that's what all they'll do is they'll pass laws or not pass laws, but they'll start lawsuits that because the guy slipped on some ice. You know, it's kind of the point is that if you have, let's just say that we're having an event at the parking lot. Anybody that knows us, we have events at parking lots before, right? We have to have insurance and it's expensive. And you know what it is? If we have the event, okay, and somebody comes in, and of course we don't serve any kind of alcohol at our events, but we don't kick anybody out for drinking alcohol or anything. We let people, you know, do their own thing, right? If somebody comes in and has too much to drink and they do something stupid, whether they get on top of a table or whatever, or, you know, we had a guy, he fell down while he was trying to dance. He fell down, you know, broke our donation box, and, it happened. Now, nothing ever happened from it, but everybody's afraid that he could have called a lawyer and sued us, you know? Because it's like, why did you let me act that way? I mean, basically, you know, but a lot of times it's like, you know, what if they show up to your event and you're controlling this area and they slip on a piece of ice in the parking lot? Now you're responsible. The parking lots have insurance, okay? If you own a store, I mean, they would say, you know, just like how, you know, how you have the steps to going into it, a store or a parking lot has ramps or whatever. If you slip on it, and if you're like a business and you slip walking up the steps into that business, you can sue them. They'll sue you. They can get sued. They're scared. They're scared. And it's just stupid that we have to live in a society where if it even looks like you've got a hint of success, you own some property, you run a business, you're throwing an event, anything like that, you're a target. So nobody does stuff. Nobody hardly does anything anymore, you know? And when they do, you know, I mean, you got this little, you know, I just want to say it's like a, here in Corpus especially, there is a lower rung of businesses that don't give a crap and they do it anyway. But they don't get the turnout. They can't promote it. You know, they don't get any sponsorship. So I feel bad for them because they can't raise the kind of money that they need to raise, that they would deserve to raise because they're doing a good cause. But, you know, because nobody else will support them because it's like, no, it's too much liability. Because, I mean, it's just like sponsorships. If you're throwing an event and they say, yeah, we'll give you $1,000 to help that out or $5,000 to help that out. Now they've actually endorsed that event. So guess what? They can get sued. I mean, that's the lawyers are that way. So stuff like that, we just gotta do it. It says, for decades, Florida has been considered a judicial hellhole due to excessive litigation and legal system that benefited the lawyers more than people who are injured, DeSantis says in a news release. Because we are now working on legal reform that is more in line with the rest of the country, and that will bring more businesses and jobs to Florida. And that's the other thing too. Why open a business up in a state to where you can get sued? That's the reason why these states are doing that. They want businesses to be able to flourish. Flourishing businesses means more jobs. Okay? More jobs mean more people. Better paying jobs means better people. That kind of thing. That's all they're talking about. Okay? If you're a lawyer out there and all you care about is suing people that, you know, I mean, we just sometimes neglect or negligence, any kind of negligence or, I don't know, just any kind of that stuff like that where we see. I mean, sometimes it's obvious, and sometimes it gets overlooked, you know. And then other times it's not even the businesses, it's the government doing it. The government is at fault, and they can't be sued. So, you know. And this just goes on with a couple more interviews. So for a long time in this state, we've been trusting our neighbors, our peers, to sit in a courtroom, listen to testimony, and make a decision on behalf of everybody in the state. Representative Sheets, Democrat out of Cedar Rapids. But for some reason, there's sentiment running through this building this week that we should take that right away from Iowans to decide this. Okay, see, and here's the thing. Everybody, when you give the power of the people, and let's just call it the people we're talking about is like the juries, right? Okay, it's just regular people, right? When you give that power, that much power to those types of people, they don't, I mean, everybody feels sorry for everybody else. Oh, I feel sorry for you. I should want to help you. It ain't their money. Why should they care? That's the problem. That's the problem with government, is that they're spending money that it's not theirs. They don't care. It's not their money. So this is a person that's not, this is a person that's opposed to the bill. Sure, it's voted against the bill during a committee meeting. It passed 2-1 with affirmative votes from Gustav and Thompson, a Republican from Boone, I guess, Iowa. As of Friday, the bill was on the Iowa House of Representatives floor to be debated. Iowa's Senate version of the bill was scheduled for debate on Monday. Sheet says, if the bill passes, Iowa would become the first state in the nation to cap damages for trucking companies specifically. And because a lot of them are all, you know, the same kind of deal, right? But anyway, I mean, tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. You know, I mean, everybody says, you know, hey, we hate it when the government sides with the big businesses, but really, I mean, which ones are you trying to, like, the litigation kind of thing, right? Okay, let's just say that. Let's just say you're an owner-operator, independent. You don't like the big companies. You don't like the trucking association for whatever state you live in, because they pretty much all represent just the big companies. But it protects you as well, right? Because let's say if you're an owner-operator driving your own truck, I mean, you're screwed anyway. Because if you have an accident and it's your truck, your DOT number, you know, your trailer and everything, it all falls on you. Nothing else can fall on you. But what if you hired a driver? Then next thing you know, you're not protected. You do all the right things, and then you get sued for $100 million. You know, and next thing you know, you're out of business. Okay? So what you want is you want to hire a driver. If he does have an accident, you want your liability minimum to be covered, and that's it. And you want to be able to hire another driver and keep doing business. That's what you want to do. Okay, but you'll never be able to, I mean, this is the whole point of the thing. You'll never be able to get over that hump unless you can afford the insurance, because you can't get self-insured like all the other guys can. So you got to be able to afford the insurance. And when insurance rates continue to go up because people are keep getting sued because, let's just face it, we're a suit-happy country, then, like I said, it keeps a lot of people down. So with restrictions, where you just can't come in and shut somebody's business down just because you had a bad day. And, you know, I mean, we see it all the time where kids are out driving late at night and they've been drinking and they get involved in accidents involving big trucks. And next thing you know, the big trucks are getting sued. When the big truck's out there, he's not drinking. He's doing a job. But everybody else, you know, it's one of those things. So I don't know. I can see the point of not wanting it, but I also see it's very good to have it. To where a company can come in, they can do business without the fear of getting everything taken away from them because of one mistake. And sometimes we can, if we do investigations, you know, everybody needs to keep their books. I mean, that's the other thing too. If you're a truck driver and you want to become an owner operator, you need to be better at keeping track of your books. That's the big thing, keeping track of all your paperwork. If you do hire a driver, you better keep all the copies and all the stuff about that driver. All the background checks you've done, all the stuff, you know, anything that you've read or looked at on the internet, you better print and keep, because that's what they're going to ask you is what did you learn about this driver? You know, that's why we see big companies when a driver does a mistake, they write them up, you know, and then after so many write-ups, they'll fire you because that's their documentation of trying to help you, which covers them and firing you. If they want to fire you, they say, well, we've tried to help. And you hear you've signed these deals saying that you were looking at what we were talking about. But now we got to let you go. Well, when you do make a mistake, if you've never made any mistakes before, it's one mistake and the company can say, well, this is a great driver. You know, so it's one of those things where you'll see that it kind of covers them when they can keep track of everything. If you do things, good things, they need to keep the good things too. You know, and that protects the driver, that protects the company, because like, this is a great driver. He just made one mistake, you know, and he wasn't drinking and he wasn't doing anything he shouldn't have been doing. He just, you know, made the wrong turn or took the curve a little too hard, you know, and it happens. Okay. But, you know, us as truck drivers, we need to eliminate that stuff from happening ourselves. But again, it's not going to be going away completely. But again, companies and drivers shouldn't be sued to oblivion when something like that happens. I mean, $700 million and $1 billion, that's crazy. If the driver that was involved in the accident killed that other person, of course. But what we're talking about between money and, you know, justice, because money ain't justice sometimes. Money is a crutch for other people. So just because you got a big payday don't mean that justice was done. I think we can all agree with that. So, but anyway, like I said, tell us what you think. 515-602-9731. We're checking things out here. There we go. And just hanging out, talking about, what did I say? Laws protecting trucking companies from nuclear verdicts, which is these large, you know, $40 million lawsuits that truck drivers, trucking companies get. There are laws being passed all over the country now, state by state, where these kind of lawsuits are not going to be happening anymore because they got protections now. You can't sue that much money. You can't take that much money. So tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. Don't forget to thank one of our great sponsors, that's Trucker Tools. You can check them out at truckertools.com. And that's to download their app from your app store and your cell phone. You can track freight, book freight, and you can also plan your route, get to fuel stops and parking, Walmarts, all kind of stuff to make sure you got what you need on the road. So check them out, Trucker Tools, or look them up on their website, truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support of Redneck and I. So hang tight here. Be back in a second. It's Redneck and I's Radio.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
My mama called. set my watch back to it, living on closing time.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Edward, Redneck and I's Radio. Appreciate everybody joining us. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody listening along. We're on blogtalkradio.com. That's where we're at. You can listen to all the past episodes, or you can just listen to us live on the internet at blogtalkradio.com. Just search Redneck and I's. You know, check them out on there. But just let me know what you're going on. This is President's Day. A lot of people got the day off, so everybody's enjoying the nice weather if you're in the area. Here in South Texas, we had a great day today. It got up to like 81 degrees down here in Corpus Christi. So I went out riding again. I tell you what, I loved it. Went riding all weekend. Went down to McAllen, Texas, and back. That was a little over 300 miles. And then went to breakfast and lunch during the day, and that was over 250 miles. And then today was another 100 miles. So, yep, knocking it out. So let's go to it. Looks like we got a good old... Was that Greg calling in? What's going on?
Actually, no, it's me.
Oh, okay. There you
it's
go.
The other one.
The other one.
The other one, yeah. Hey, Ed, I don't know if you knew this, but with all this stuff up here in Ohio with the up in East Palestine, they had a bunch of contaminated hazardous water, wastewater.
Yeah.
Well, they are moving it all to Texas.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This contaminant stuff up here is coming straight to you.
Yeah. I think there is an area over here, like out in the West Texas, they just bury it down in the water, down in the ground. It's kind of like what they're doing with all the fracking. When they use that water, they can't reuse it. So they have to use
right.
it, put it somewhere, and they just bury it in the ground.
Huh.
So, yeah. Yeah, we're getting screwed. Yeah, oh, yeah. But, I mean, that right there, I tell you what, you know, talking about, we still don't know what's going to happen because, really, that East Palestine, I mean, the government hasn't really stepped in, and the government doesn't want to step in because they want the train company to pay for everything. And the train company's like, well, if you want your money, come and get it. And, of course, they got lawyers, so, you know.
Yeah, because my daughter and them, they live up there. And they were, it started out just the people that was evacuated had to, you know, was able to get money back. But now everybody that lives in East Palestine has an East Palestine address. They're giving them all a $1,000 check for their inconvenience.
Yeah, yeah. And the
and like,
FEMA
really?
Said no. And the governor requested FEMA, and FEMA said no. Doesn't qualify.
Yeah, you know? I know.
So, yeah. I mean, Biden, he wants to reimburse student loans, but he don't want to help FEMA, so.
Yeah. And it's actually, the chemicals have leaked into the Ohio River, and it's, like I said, it's 13 miles. We're roughly 13 miles from East Palestine where it happened at. And there's actually class action suits for a 30-mile radius around East Palestine.
Oh, I don't, yeah. I mean, it.
Which we would fall into that clear over into West Virginia, and it's like, you know. Crazy.
I mean, if there were any, like even now the EPA, don't even get the EPA. The EPA were probably running high too. They're not going to do any kind of water testing or anything like that because,
well,
you know,
they're still doing water testing.
Right. But just for people that are in the area, like they said that don't drink the water until we've tested it or whatever. Or they say it's safe to drink, but if you want us to come by and test it, we'll come by and test it. But I'm talking about like. If there are anybody with big bucks out there that really wants to, you know, get justice for somebody, I wouldn't even be trying to, I mean, testing the local water, testing the river water, like where you live, but talking about like Cincinnati, and I'm talking about Louisville. Imagine, I bet you if they tested the water down there, they'd find traces of that same chemical.
Oh, yeah. Because they, like 3 or 4 days after it happened, they were finding it in Weirton and down in Steubenville in the water system down there, too. Because everybody, all the cities along the river, they take their water from the river. You know, then they process it through the or through their plants. But, and they're finding it like that. And it's like, really?
Yep.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Yep. It makes all those people, those idiots that we all called, all those silly people we thought were really stupid. They were like, you know, what are you doing all this work for? and they were building rain gutter systems for their house that trapped the water, like the they had it where it would funnel into barrels, and they were keeping the rainwater.
Right.
And we're like, you're silly. What are you doing that for? And I was like, oh, damn, they're smart.
Yeah, but even now with the rainwater, you wouldn't want to even it because over at my dad's, and dad is like 4 miles from us, from his
yep.
house up to Palestine is, you know, like 9 to 10 miles, depending on where you go into East Palestine. But it is Donnie came home last week, and he had a white substance all over his car, a powder all over his car. And another neighbor up there was complaining about the same thing, was showing pictures of it. And it's like, really? We didn't notice anything here, Piggy. But they noticed it on theirs over there. So.
Isn't that something? Yep. Yep, it's the kind of thing that could really, you know, yeah, it hurt a lot of people, and we won't
yeah.
even know the effects. It might take 10 years to realize the effects.
Right,
yep.
And that's, you know, just like with my grandson, he's only 6 months. He'll be 6 months old, and you know that was one reason why they left up there was because of him, just to get out of it, even though it was nowhere near close to them. It was three. They were 3 miles outside of the evacuation from where it happened. But they still decided it was best to get out of there because of him and didn't want him around it. So it wasn't until they were allowed to go, everybody was allowed to move back or come back to their houses before they did. They stayed here one night, and then where Nick works at Owens Hills up here, they put him in a hotel for 3 days. So.
Yeah, I was just trying to check it out because what we still haven't heard either. I haven't heard anything. Of course, I haven't been paying attention to the news that much, but I was trying to figure out what caused the wreck in the first place. Do we know anything about that yet? The NTSB says here they released it, but that was on 2/14. So, yeah, I mean, it, that's a week ago. So, yeah, we don't really know because nobody really has said anything.
They have all their theories what caused it. But Salem, from East Palestine to Salem, is about 20 miles. And there was door cam video that got the train going by Butech Upper, which is a big business. Going by them was one of the axles on fire on one of the train cars.
Mm.
They caught it. Somebody seen it in New Waterford and got video of it. As it went by their house, it's the same way. So even when it went by my daughter's house, because she's between the city of East Palestine and the borough or whatever they want to call New Waterford. So it comes right literally, you know, a half a mile from her house is where the train tracks are. And they caught on a video there too with the wheels on fire. So they said it was one of the axles that caught one of the bearings or something, but they didn't understand why none of the safety protocols on the railroad did not catch that and alert the train operators
right.
that there was an issue.
So we're looking at least 50 to 60 miles of the train having problems before it derailed.
Yeah, there's definitely 20 miles, you know, that they know of for a fact that it was caught. But out
right.
from Salem out to Alliance and that, if nobody lives real close to the train tracks, but they can go back and look at video because the trains run, well, they run on the backside of Alliance, so I don't know if they would have caught them or not. But they would be testing it and checking it. But it's still a mess up there. Because Taylor called Greg on Friday, and he's like, how bad is it up that way around East Palestine? Because he was one of the ones that was going up there to haul the stuff out. And Greg's like, if I was you, he says, I would wear a respirator just to be safe. Because it was Taylor and Brad James, both of them were up there loading that out of there on Saturday.
Right. Yeah, that's just crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, that they were taking it all the way down there to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I just read on here, too, that even some of the parts that they're investigating, like, so one of the big things that they're investigating is the tank that the material leaked out of, and it has a release valve, like a safety valve or any kind of like that. All of that stuff is also being shipped to Texas to be inspected because I guess the NTSB's facility is in Texas where they do all that studying and investigating. So they have to ship it to Texas before they can find out anything, which I think is silly too. It's like, well, in all the movies I've seen, you know, the number one guy shows up and takes charge and all that, but I guess they don't do that here. I guess the number one guy is sitting in a lab somewhere saying, I'm not going anywhere, send it here. It's like, okay.
Norfolk Southern, when they had a town hall meeting up here in Palestine, they refused to come. At the last minute, they bailed.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
Because they feared for their workers' lives to be there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you get a bunch of hillbillies up here. Yeah, I'd be fearing, too.
Hell, yeah, you better. Yep. Yeah, you better be thinking about where you're redirecting that train now. And that's the whole thing is that, you know, that's where the trains go and everybody's, you know, and you don't get a big problem. But then when you do, you know, they need to step up. And if they're not doing that, then that's already they should be arrested for not showing up to that meeting. That's my thing is that, you know, I don't know. It seems to me sometimes when you try to get the government to help out, to make sure that they pay, they don't really end up paying that much. But, you know, something's got to be done because FEMA, like I said, turned down the money. So people are out whatever they got. So, yeah, I just don't get it.
And it's not good because of the fact the way they're doing it. But, you know, it's just all the poor people up there that have lost. You know, there's people now that's complaining that didn't even live close to the site that actually have lost their cats and their dogs in their house because they gave them water after they said it was safe for them to drink it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Man. See, that's stuff you never really think about. You know, they just don't really think about it that much. And then, boom, you know, like, wow.
And now, you know, every place that you hear of, there is a train derailment. And all of them have been Norfolk Southern.
Yep. Well, that's probably somebody that's going to go out of business pretty soon. I don't know because I know that they say that there are even the rails, even the pathways, the routes are owned by certain companies. So,
yeah.
So, you know, that could be something to look at too, because they're supposed to be maintained by those companies, I guess, is how it works with all that. I always thought it would be kind of cool if they actually got more involved in the rail system where we could all start using the rail more often. Like even, you know, like if you watch an old Western, they load up horses in a car and then you take the train to the next town or wherever you want to end up, maybe in the other state, and then you unload your horses. Now everything, pretty much everything you own is coming off the train.
Like, yep.
I mean, I know that you can do that, like on that rail, the Amtrak that goes from Florida to New York, you can load up onto the train and you can take your car with you. And I said, that just means to be more of a thing where I could load up my car and myself on a train, you know, in a big city and then take it to the next big city. And I don't have to worry about that traveling, you know, and all that. So it's like, I would love to see the train being used more often these days, but you know, not if they're going to not worry about, you know, I guess, I don't know. I just think that just like I was talking about before, companies, it's so funny to me that over the years, it's more and more people are just not claiming responsibility. You got individuals not being responsible for themselves and then companies just not taking responsibility for their employees' actions or whatever. You know, they just, nobody wants to take responsibility. No, it wasn't me.
Yep. It's always just pass the buck.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was talking about, because they were talking about insurance rates on this with the trucking company. They're trying to protect the trucking companies where you can't sue them, you know, for large crashes and all that. And I told them about the situations that we were having we had to have insurance for all our events because they're just afraid of getting sued. We can't get sponsorship because they're afraid of getting sued if something happens at our events. That's basically what they all say is that, you know, liability. No, everybody's afraid. They don't want to do anything because, you know, one company's going to pass the buck, and then the lawyer is just going to come hunting somebody down that'll take the summons, you know. So yeah, and that's the world we're in. So yep.
Oh yeah.
But I was just checking on the nitric acid in Arizona. Looks like there's no really updates on that either about what caused that crash. The driver killed, so, you know, you're not going to hear from him So I don't know how they're going to find out what happened, but it looked like it just kind of tilted over, like he kind of drifted off, fell asleep, and this, you know, ran off the road. So not real sure how that's going to play out on that one. But then the other one, we got a train derailment in Michigan. And
yeah.
Somebody said there was, nothing. That's the other thing too. I'm starting to not rely on Google. I don't think these search engines, you know, if anything bad's happening out there that doesn't promote the agenda of the left, they don't talk about it. You can't search for it. It's like,
right.
you want to know about the shooting? We got all kind of stuff on the shooting because the shooting helps us with our narrative. It tells us that we need to start banning things. But then when, you know, you try to find out about the NTSB and Pete Buttigieg and all that. Oh, no, we don't know nothing about that.
Right.
Oh, man.
Well, I know. Yep. Donnie called me this evening, and he was telling me that there was a manufacturer up in Cleveland here that exploded today. He said, did you see it on the news? So I was like, no, not at that time I had it. And then I watched the news at 6, and I was like, nope, I don't see it. So I don't know. It's like every place is exploding or things are exploding. It's like crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't. Nothing is popping up. Okay, here goes. Fox 8, Cleveland 19. It says 13
okay.
people taken to the hospital following factory explosion, firefighters say. And this is out of Oakwood Village, Ohio. This is
Cleveland.
Yep. This is a metal manufacturing plant Monday afternoon following explosion. Witness reporting hearing a big boom shortly after 2 p.m. Crews from multiple cities sent to the 22,500 block of Alexander Road where Schumann and Company?
Yeah.
Which produces copper alloys is located. It says 13 people were taken to the hospital following the incident. At least one of them was critical condition. Another person was reported injured but not taken to the hospital. So, yep.
Huh.
There you go. And then I heard there was a shooting in Memphis. That was the one that broke my, like, I get notifications and that was, I got notified of that one. Whoops.
Well, there was something that went on in Kismet, Florida, I think it was. A friend of ours' wife posted something, and I think it was another derailment or a fire or something. It's like everything's just always happening at once.
Seeing that, and even that Memphis, I guess that's why Memphis, I thought I would get more details, like notifications, but only one person died in that Memphis shooting. 11 people were injured, but only one was dead. So I guess that doesn't fit their narrative, mass shooting. Well, I guess they will.
Right.
Mass shooting's definition is victims, not necessarily killed. So what was that one? You're talking about another train in Florida?
I'm thinking that's what it was, because she didn't go into detail. She just said it was, you know, in Kismet, I think it is, Florida. I'm not sure exactly what went on down there.
Well, here's news for Jacksonville. Jacksonville says chemical train derailments have happened here in recent years, but could the Ohio disaster happen in Jacksonville? This is just talking about it. Could it happen here? That's the other thing. You know, I guess the only good thing that can come of it is that you're going to see a lot more states call up their train yards and their train people and say, you know, how are our tracks doing? What are you guys doing?
Right.
Don't let this happen here.
Yeah.
This one here, see, that's 22. There ain't nothing else talking about train derailment in Florida. So, yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah. See, this one company out of Jacksonville, Florida says they're using computers, they're using artificial intelligence to help make the train safer. So I guess they're having a computer system to smuggle it, drive the train. So watch out for that.
Can't be any worse than the computers driving the trucks. Come on, Claire. You done? No, Andy, no more.
But, yep. But, yep, that's the way it goes.
But I thought you would like to hear that they were bringing all this wastewater to Florida or to Texas.
Yeah, I mean, I remember back in the day when they were talking about fracking, and they said that that's what they do with that water. Once it's used again, they put some chemicals in it. It's not really, I mean, they shoot it into the ground anyway.
Right.
So they shoot the chemicals into the ground to help the fracking, and then they withdraw it all back out. But then there's some place they like out in the middle of nowhere. They have a really deep hole that they bury everything in, or kind of like nuclear waste kind of thing where they just bury it, you know, that kind of stuff. So I'm really not sure. And that's just, yeah.
Huh.
I thought might even be where there's a company that. It's kind of like you need a place to put it, and somebody says, yeah, you pay me the right money, and I'll put it, you know, like the farmer out there saying, I got all this land here. You pay me the right amount of money. You can store anything you want.
Right.
You never know, you know, so. But
yeah, and the bad thing is wherever they put it, that soil is not going to be good for anything anymore. At least
yeah,
not
I mean,
for
that's,
quite a few years.
Yeah, well, that, the thing is, the way they're talking about it, I mean, it's like they put it like 100 feet deep. You know, they put it way down in
right.
there. But I'm not real sure how that, you know, that could, you're right, though. I mean, over the years and all that, you know, like they bury nuclear waste out in New Mexico. So, you know, what do they,
right.
you know, so, yeah, I mean, I don't know if anybody knows how that affects everything. But, yeah, I mean, to me, I would think that they would have to seal it up or do something with it. I don't know, shoot it up into space or something. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't even know how you ever get rid of it. You know, unless you
yeah.
use it somehow, but yep, because they
Waylon, you can make a mess.
Down here, we've got all these. We've got here in Corpus Christi area. We've got chemical plants. We got Reynolds that makes aluminum, you know, and all that stuff. We got all those different kind of plants down here. There's a big plastics plant out in near Port Lavaca, Texas. They actually made Netflix. Netflix had a special where they were talking about big money, how they took big money
right.
to, you know, change laws and all that. The Chinese-owned corporation that made plastics, and they got the state of Texas to actually overlook what they were doing, and they were spilling all that plastic resin, which is those little beads of plastic. They just spill
yeah.
them right into the water. They go right into the water, and they're all over the place, and they're killing fish and all that. And luckily, they said, hey, you know, it was like the state allowed a certain percentage, like, you know,
right.
We tested the water and it came back to a certain percentage. We're not going to do anything, but it, I guess it exceeded that. And so like, now we're coming after you. And of course people were protesting and all that stuff like that. So finally they had to do something, but it made the deal where, you know, big money, you can't, they'll take it from you. They'll do whatever they want as long as they got money. That's what we're finding out these days is that, you know, And it is, to me, it's the whole thing about doing what's right and what's wrong. It's like, you know, I shouldn't be doing all this stuff because something could happen and I need to. And if it does happen, I'll step up and take blame. But they all run for the hills. They all do. Every single one of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's.
Yep.
It's
as soon as it gets a little too hot for them.
You know, you wouldn't be so bad if an oil company or a plastics company or even a railroad company like this, when they messed up, they actually came to the podium, came to the meeting and said, we messed up. We're taking care of it. You know, but none of them do. They'll never do it.
Nope.
Lawyers tell them don't talk to nobody. Their lawyers say don't talk to nobody. Of course, the lawyer is there. The lawyer is getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year so that they don't have to pay out $100 million a year. That's what those lawyers are doing.
Yeah.
That's all they care about is how to save money. So, yep. Yeah, lawyers. Mm.
Gotta love them.
Yep.
To hate them.
I was just sitting here thinking about Seinfeld because when I stepped away and played music and turned the mic off and took a little break, I actually ate a bunch of crackers and all that, and it's kind of like Seinfeld. Kramer did that where he was like doing something and he's like, okay, let's take a break, and he shoves crackers in his mouth, takes a big old drink of soda, and he, like, you know, 5 seconds later, he goes, and we're back. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Well, I think I'm going to get to work. I'm gonna text you again probably next week. Not this week, but next week. I'll have to do the Thursday switcheroo again for Mark.
Not a problem. We'll figure it all out.
Yep, but we're having a good old time down here. As the weather's getting better, we're just out riding.
Yeah, our weather's been decent around here, but not quite, you know, riding material. I mean, we've had a couple of 60, you know, degree days, almost 70 the one day, but still, because there's way too much gravel and too much salt on the road still around here to even think about being out on the bike.
Yeah, I did over 700 miles this weekend.
Nice.
Yep.
I don't think I did that many miles on my bike last year at all.
Right. Yeah, we went down to McAllen. It was like in the high 70s down there, and they had gumbo. They were celebrating Mardi Gras. You know, they all throw parties to get, you know, these dealerships. I don't know about you up there with those Harley dealerships, but down here, they throw a party every weekend to get people to show up so they can sell motorcycles. So they serve food, or they'll have a band, or they'll, you know, like here in Corpus, they have free beer from like 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. They have free beer. So, yep.
Yeah, I don't know, because, I mean, our closest one is up in Youngstown. There was one down in Wintersville, but they closed it down a few years ago. So I don't know what they actually do up there, because we don't go up there. So.
Yep.
But
that's what we talk about, too, is that there's, like, my bike, it's still, you know, it's new, so it's got all the factory stuff on it. And guys are talking about where you could, because it's got the big motor, and he's like, well, you could soup it up and make it really, really nice and put all the extra stuff on it or change the computer out and everything. I said, well, I don't want to do that until, you know, Harley won't pay for it anymore. You know, when they say it's the warranty's up, then you start doing what you want. And there's plenty of people. I'm sure there's way more people up there than down here that can just take bikes and make them great, you know, work on them and everything. But down here, there's very few because the shops are so, I guess it's just too easy to get to a shop down here. So there's not very many people.
We have a few here that do it. Because our blacksmith, him and his brothers, they're really good about doing that.
Yeah.
So, which is nice because I just call it, like, I got to take mine over and Stevie's going to look at the carburetor on it because we think it's a little bit funky. So he's going to check it for me and see, and he said if it is giving me any more problems, then he will adjust it for me. That's a good deal. Because I've known these guys since I was a kid, so it works out perfect.
Yep. Yep, you don't see that too much around here where people, there's a lot of, everybody's got newer bikes. Very few people have older bikes here where they got to, you know, to get it working. And then, of course, because the hourly rates on mechanics are so much, you can't take it to the dealership. They're going to charge you. It's like, I think they said, and I looked at McAllen, their hourly rate's like over $100 an hour. It's labor rate for a mechanic in the Harley dealership in McAllen, Texas is like $120 an hour.
Well, it's probably like that around here too. I mean, I don't know, but I'm going to say yes because most all the hour or the shop rates anymore is crazy high.
Yep. And a lot of have to, and I'll just say this: a lot of it has to do with liability and lawyers because their insurance is crazy.
Yep.
So, you know, that's why when you go to a guy's garage out of his house and you pay him $50 to do something to the bike, you know, well, if it doesn't work, oh, well, you know, but these other places, they have so much liability insurance that they can get sued because that's what people do. So they have to charge.
Yep.
So, yep. Yep. Well, I think I'm going to get to work and knock it out.
All right, Ed. Sounds good.
Good deal. All right. Well, yep. I'll be back tomorrow, and everybody will have a great night. We'll do that again. So let's see. I mean, do what I'm doing. Cool deal. Awesome. Well, all right, Tiff. Well, you have a good night there. And
you too, Ed. You be careful tonight.
All right, now. We'll see you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye now. Awesome. Everybody have a great night out there. Make sure you go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. Remember that we're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call us up, 515-602-9731. You can also get past episodes at blogtalkradio.com. You can go check those out. And that's those are really, really awesome. I don't know, give us a holler next time. Tell us what you think about everything going on there in Ohio, East Palestine, if you live in the area, let us know. And we've got people there just down the street from East Palestine, so we kind of got the inside scoop. And I don't know what we're going to do, man. You know, we got to start fighting back, and it's not about getting justice for, you know, You elect a leader, and all he's going to do is do whatever the lobbyists tell him, or he's going to bow to who's the stronger people out there. And we just need to understand that it's not about protecting big companies. It's about protecting our jobs, protecting our livelihoods, and protecting the people. So you can have all the lawsuits you want or all the laws you want protecting the big company, but when the big company actually does mess up, like this Northern Suffolk Northern, whatever it is, the train company. Okay, we still don't know what happened, and they still have to investigate that. And she's right there. She just said, at least 30 miles, the train was going down the rail tracks there with one of its wheels on fire, one of its axles on fire. So, you know, the train companies, it's kind of like as soon as that train derailed, you lock them up in a room and you don't let them do anything until they fix that. Until they take care of the people that got affected. And it's a big, big deal. And I don't know, maybe Obama had it right, where the government needs to take charge and have a lawyer or have one office in the government that's sole purpose is to take the people's claims and then send the check to the company responsible, you know, and that kind of thing. It's got to be some kind of outside source or something. And we got to make sure they take care of it. We got to make sure the people get taken care of. You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I just don't know. Because I don't want other companies to have to face the same problems when they don't mess up. But if you do mess up, you need to step up and you need to admit it. Take responsibility. That's one of the big things that we need to do as a society is become more responsible, more self-responsible, responsible for our own actions. We need to do that. That is one thing we need to do. Quit blaming others for your mistakes. Bottom line. Companies, individuals, doesn't matter. Quit blaming others for your mistakes. So, yeah. Give us a holler next time. 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. Appreciate all your support. And you guys stay safe. And keep between the ditches. And we'll see you out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and I's.